Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we work through the devotional Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we've reached Friday. And for many people, Friday is kind of the day that you wrap up your work week. A lot of others, it's just another day. But regardless, it ought to be a day that our mind begins to kind of turn that corner towards anticipating our gathering together to worship that takes place over the weekend. As we look at serving God, the devotional I'm working through is 13 weeks of daily devotions. We're in a week that's focused on serving by faith. And today's specific topic in that chapter is faith that is communicated. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing of the Word of God, or from the Word of God, or by the Word of God. Different translations use different words there in connecting the Word of God. But they all connect it. And as I thought about that, I thought about how often our faith is communicated. Have you ever been around a person, maybe a coworker, somebody that you spent a good deal of time with? I'm not talking about just a casual acquaintance or somebody that you've encountered once or twice in your life. I'm talking a person that has been involved in your life, or you've been involved in theirs. Like I said, a coworker, maybe a relative. And after a very lengthy time, someone tells you that that person's a Christian, and you had never guessed. You had never even thought that that was true. It kind of makes me wonder what happened. Were you not thinking about the faith that you had, that they needed? Were they not showing any visible signs of living a life of faith, communicating it in any way? Every once in a while, I'll read a story of a person that lives in absolute poverty. Their lifestyle is such that it is obvious they're just scraping by. And by most standards, they're not even scraping by. They're just surviving. And they die. And it's discovered that they actually were very, very, very wealthy. They simply didn't live like it. And usually there's issues going on in their life that brought them to that position, but nobody knew. And not only did nobody know, but they did not benefit from what they had. And while that is sad, it's sadder yet when a person can go through life with a knowledge and awareness of Christ, with at least the seeds of faith planted in their life, and not tap into it. To live a life that no one's aware of. You see, when we read and we understand that faith comes by hearing, hearing from the Word of God, we read that in the context of God's desire and command that we share Him with others. That we go into all the world as we go into all the world, that we make disciples, that we teach them to obey all that He's commanded. That we baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That we communicate from the Word of God about the faith that we hold on to. You see, as we serve, it's important that we serve in ways that communicate God's faithfulness, but also communicate our faith in God. And it has to be a combination of what we do and what we say. And it requires time with God. It requires wisdom. It requires prayer. It requires listening to know when to speak and when to be silent. To know what to speak and what not to speak. James says that everyone should be quick to listen, but slow to speak and slow to become angry. And sometimes anger is that emotion that kind of engages our mind into speaking when we shouldn't. And serving requires a great restraint many times on our part. But it also requires that we do more. More than just helping with physical needs, more than just meeting the immediate with our response. It requires living by faith and talking by faith. It requires love that's willing to communicate the why you do what you do. As I had opportunity last fall to serve in several different disaster areas, and it wasn't that we stood up and preached a sermon at every property that we helped with. But we would serve, we would help, we would meet needs, and we would communicate that we really weren't better people on our own. But we were doing this as serving Christ. That it was because of our love for Him that He called us to love others. You see, it is possible for people to decide to do good. And take the credit. But God's desire as His servants is that we would do good and give Him the credit. That our faith would be seen and heard. That there would not be doubt about why we do what we do. And about the faith that calls us to do what we do. You see, living life by faith says, I believe that, as we talked about earlier, I believe that God exists and is a rewarder of those who earnestly seek Him. That was at the beginning of the week on faith. And because we believe that God exists, because we believe that He rewards those that earnestly seek Him, we must communicate that faith with those we serve. And I do believe that the foundation for that communication is our love for them and the things that we're able to do to meet needs. But within that foundation, it's important that we build a communication. When God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God, we have to be ready to share it. I think it's part of what Peter gets at when he says to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you, to do so with gentleness and respect. It's because when we give that answer, when we communicate why we serve, why we love, we communicate the good news of Jesus. Living with a faith requires that we live with a faith that is communicated. I don't know that the idea of a secret Christian would really hold up to much biblical scrutiny. Somebody needs to hear what you know. Somebody needs to know what you live. And as you serve today, it's my prayer that every one of us would serve in a way that communicates our faith, both by what we do and by what we say, or sometimes even by what we choose not to say. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You've called us to Yourself as Your children, as Your beloved. Father, the faith that we have is a faith that has been planted in us by Your Word. A Word that somebody was willing to share with us. So, Father, when we read of faith coming by hearing and hearing of the Word of God, we know the truth of that because we've experienced it. And the more we spend in Your Word, and the more that we sit with You, allowing Your Word to grow in our life, the more our faith grows. And Father, because we can see it taking place in our life, because we have experienced it, may we be more diligent about communicating the faith that we have, about communicating the seeds of that faith by sharing Your Word. Father, that rather than having to come up with the answers of this world, may we be more practiced and better versed in Your Word as to the purpose of our life, to the purpose of our serving, to the reason for our contentment, our joy. Father, may the fruit of your Spirit be evident in our life so that there would be those who ask about the reason for the hope that dwells within us. Father, may we live in a way that our faith is not secret, that it's not hidden, that it's on full display by the things that we do, and by the way that we do them. Father, may you teach us constantly how to answer and to speak and to share your word with gentleness and respect. Oh, Father, so many people in our world have turned away from you. Their excuses are many. But may we not add legitimacy to their excuses by using your word as a club or a weapon of some kind that harms them. May we know your word, and may we know the love of your Son and the strength of your Spirit in us. So that we can share your word in a way that not only grows our faith, but helps others to find faith in you. Oh, Father, as we live life today, may we look for the opportunities to do good, to represent Jesus well, to give those answers. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would not shrink back from living by faith and communicating that faith in a world that, well, can be very cruel. May they live in a way that shows the walk, a life of faith. But Father, may we be those models. May they see and hear us live and talk about our faith in a very natural way, as simply a part of who we are. Just as we would sit down with others and talk about the weather or the sports game that was last night or whatever it is that we enjoy. May our conversations with our children be filled with those faith messages as well. May they know that it's not something that we're embarrassed about or fearful to speak about or unsure of. Father, may our life help others to see you. May our life point others towards Jesus. May the things that they see in us and hear from us be things that they hear and see through us because of your word that's been planted deeply within us and is growing and bearing much fruit. Father, may we live and act as those who have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. And as we go about life, may our words match our actions, and may our actions match our words. And may both of them be filled with the messages of faith that we have in you. And Father, as we communicate the faith that we live by, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.